Welcome to the Killer Frogs. This is episode 112 for October 9th, 2018. Joining us on this week's podcast are Ryan, WC, and Shannon. I'm Sean, and the topics for this week are volleyball honors. The 2019 baseball schedule comes out. Is UT really back? Red River Shootout, Mike Stoops is out at OU, and the Raiders come to town. Let's go ahead and kick this off with a little bit of volleyball news. Guys, and Ryan, volleyball beat Tech, which is a good omen. But we also had a few volleyball honors, actually, this week. Starting off with the Big 12 Offensive Player and Rookie of the Year goes to freshman Katie Clark. And I tell you what, Jill Kramer's got herself one heck of a squad this season.
Yep, he does. And they're young. They're going to be pretty good for a while.
Yeah, it's nice to see because, I mean, she's done a heck of a job on the recruiting trail.
Yep, sure has.
So we are definitely looking forward to that. Also in news, we got the 2019 baseball schedule, and the big headline that TCU is pushing out is that the Horned Frogs are set to play 21 games against NCAA tournament teams this season. That's huge.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big turnaround from last year, where we kind of suffered, our strength of schedule kind of suffered last year. So,
well, part of that wasn't necessarily our fault because we had that rain out in that California series, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I know we're all looking forward to seeing baseball season. But until we get to baseball season, we still have football season to talk about. So let's jump into this just a little bit. How many of y'all got to see the Red River Shootout this weekend?
I went to it.
I watched it all.
How was it, Ryan?
It was good. It was a little hot, I will say. I got a little sunburn. And I would like to point out that when it didn't look like they were going to, it looked like they were going to get their butts kicked. It was like 40-something to 20-something. And
you're talking Sooners, right?
Yeah. And I mean, that was shocking. I was as shocked as I was sitting there watching the Horned Frogs fall behind. But the Oklahoma fans started just walking out in droves, just like we do whenever we're losing. So, I got it actually on video. I was like, I want to have this for proof that even OU leaves the game early. Of course,
that's impossible. We're told by the media that only TCU fans do that.
Yeah, it's just not true. And then I was even watching. I think I texted y'all. I was watching the Washington. Is it Washington State or Washington that's ranked so high? Which one is it? I forget.
Washington.
Okay, so I was watching them. And their stadium was not even – I might have been half full, but – I mean, they were playing away, but still. So we're not – we need to kind of let that one go for a while.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to win that battle anytime soon, but
– Yeah. But yeah, it was a good game. It was – and it was cool to see. There were a little bit more Texas fans, just a little bit, in the stadium than OU fans. But it was a good crowd for sure.
Now, Dubber, you picked. I think Dubber, Shannon, and I we all picked Texas to win this game. Dubber, what did you see out of Texas? Do you think this defense is legit, or do you think they OU got exposed a bit?
Well, a little of both, but I think they're pretty good. I mean, you know, but I'll say the same thing happened to them happened to us. Well, the big difference in the game was the turnovers, and that's one of the things they're doing well. They're generating turnovers, and they're capitalizing on those turnovers. And once you can do that, you know, that was a big part of the game. But, you know, I think their offense is getting better. I think their defense is getting a little bit better, and a pretty formidable team. I mean, it's amazing what they jump up to, number 9, 10, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, top 10 now.
They jumped up extremely quick. You know, they jumped up, you know, fast again. But, you know, hey.
Well, I mean, if you take a look, I mean, they beat USC, which was ranked. Yeah. They beat us, we were ranked. Then they beat Oklahoma, which was a top 10 team. So, yeah. I would agree that, you know, the Maryland showing obviously seems to be the aberration, so to speak, than the norm. So I'm fine with that until we meet them in the Big 12 championship game and then beat them.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Wouldn't that be fun to pull it together right now and be able to do that.
Yeah, I think we have an opportunity starting this week. We'll see how that goes. But one interesting line out of this. Sorry, go ahead, Deborah. What was that?
I was just going to say, I just think they're good. I mean, I just think Texans is, every week it looks like they're getting better and better. And, you know, I mean, it seems like, whether you like them or not, I mean, that, you know, they're turning into what Texas is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Competitive football team.
Yeah. See, that's what I'll back you on that. But this whole Texas is back thing. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you what that means to me. When Texas was rolling, they were rolling year in, year out.
Yeah.
Right. Now they've been down for, you know, 4 or 5 years, what I've been definitely been down us for the last 3 years, 4 years. Now, you know, what does back mean? Okay. Is it just because of winning some football games, they're having a good season? When you say they're back, to me, that means they need to win this, see what they fall this season, and then see what happens next year, because I just feel like it's too early to see say that Texas, the way we know Texas, is back because of history, right? For us, right now, it's a down year, because we year after year in the mix since 2000 or whatever it's been, 98, 2000. And so we hadn't missed the one bowl game since then. So for us, when we have off year, it's rebuilding. Well, you know, what does that mean for those guys now? I just think it takes a little bit more time to say they're back. They're having a good season. I'll give it to them. We all know that first game was an emotional game for Maryland. I told you guys they were going to get beat because I played in that type of game when we were our senior year and we're sitting trying to be number three or number six in the country. And they were playing off emotion based off a guy who got paralyzed, and that's just what happened. And so I believe, you know, they're getting better each week. I do believe that. But now I think from this point forward, because they got up for that game, now I want to see how they get up for these other games, you know, because I told you guys, that Texas, you can't go either way. It's just one of those, you throw everything out the window, the best team going to play that day is going to win. Well, now they got up on Baylor's and, I mean, the West Virginias and some of these teams they're going to have to face where there's really nothing to play for besides just going to win the football game. So we'll see. We'll see if they're back.
I agree with
you. I like to get that at the end of the year, though.
I agree with Shannon on that. I mean, you know, what's back? You know, this year they might have a great year. They might finish slow year out. And, you know, some years it's just a year. The ball falls your way, this falls your way. But back to me is if you're about – we really should be having the back conversation – about 3 years from now.
Exactly. Kind of what I'm thinking.
3 years from now, then, you know, then they're back, you know. I mean, then, you know, they've been doing, they did it this year, they do it next year. And that doesn't mean they got to win everything, but be highly competitive. And then that third year they're coming, now I'm ready. I agree with you totally there. I do think they're improving. I think they're getting better. I think they're winning the turnover battle. Which, if you do that, you can be a pretty good team and turn into a really good team just by that one factor right there. Yeah. But I agree with you. Longevity has got to have some play in it.
Well, they certainly get a little bit of a break since they're going to be playing Baylor this week. And then they play Oklahoma State. And then I think their next biggest test is going to be West Virginia in 3 weeks. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, they are having a nice season. I agree with Shannon on that, but I agree with y'all. I think give it about another 2 years before we start talking about whether or not Texas is back.
Okay, I'm not ready to crown their ass quite yet.
Yeah.
But I will say this. They got to be relevant, baby. I'll still say that. Yeah. I mean, just think about how stupid it is being. I mean, they jumped up. I mean, just them jumping up some and just, whether it's right or wrong, it made the Big 12 a little bit more relevant that we're talking about. They're getting to talk about Texas on the big on the shows.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's good.
All right, well, now, one storyline that did come out of this particular game, one that I'm going to go out on a limb and say immediately that I think this is a bad omen for our game next week against Oklahoma, and that is Oklahoma fired defensive coordinator Mike Stoops. I think this is a terrible decision. I think Oklahoma should have kept Mike Stoops because I think Mike Stoops is the most inept defensive coordinator in the Big 12. And now I'm worried, without Mike Stoops, how our game against Oklahoma is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, that can go either way, though, you know, because You know, if you go back and look at coaches get fired in the middle of the year and this and that, it's not like somebody – he's been – I don't think he wanted Stoops from the start, but he had the loyalty to Bob to keep the brother. And so this was a perfect opportunity to do it. But, you know, I kind of see what you're saying, Sean, but I'm just hoping that there's way too many – you know, when you look at their defense and what it's done the last year and a half, 2 years – I'm hoping it's going to take them more than a week and a half to be able to fix all the problems, or 2 weeks.
Yeah, I hope so too. But I mean, there is no doubt. I mean, that team has got talent.
Oh yeah.
And you know, if they put together an even halfway competent game plan, it's going to score. It's going to be problematic for us.
And it may just re-energize them. I mean, you know, it happens all the time—a coaching change—and they just kind of had that beginner's dumb luck. But do the kids like this new coach, or did they? I kind of heard that they really did like Stoops and this new guy. Maybe they don't have the same.
That's what the backfire to the opposite side of that, guys. We can all see the positive, but I've never been for firing in the middle of a season.
Yeah.
Stoops had all the Stoops brothers. They have history there, and a lot of times the players have good personal relationship with these coaches. Because they just feel like they have a better opportunity of going, especially seniors. Let's just take the seniors. I know my senior, I was all about going to the pros. I wouldn't talk to my coach. I'm like, listen, I told him this is my senior year. I'm not trying to be selfish, but I need more snaps. I need more of this. I went to him because I felt comfortable going to him. Well, you get a new guy in there, and I'm a senior. You know, we don't know much about each other. You may know me on tape, but I don't know much about you. Now it's just like one situation where you get in there and just say we don't vibe. Just say you're. It can disrupt things just as well as it can, you know, make things turn around. So there's a 50-50 chance that this thing might not work at all until next year. Things just go worse than what they're gonna go, worse than what they are now, and which they're, you know, guys. I mean, Oklahoma. I mean, they're not playing good defense, but hell, they only lost one game. So that. And the way that locker room is now, losing to Texas, and you fire the coach, you just step right now. Me looking on the outside in, I'm thinking downhill. But you know, we'll see. Well, you know, I don't know the new coach; don't know much about him. But if he's not liked, and they don't gel around him and believe in him and buy into him, which how can you buy into this coach unless he's been around and maybe he has? I don't know much about him again. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Well, I mean, it takes a little time to develop that, like you said. I mean, that's my whole deal is, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they might not come out with a chip on their shoulder and this and that. That's got more to do with losing to Texas than it'll have to do with changing the coordinator. I mean, that's I look at that. And I'm not near as worried about the defense. I still worry about Oklahoma's offense.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way I look at that.
Yeah, but I trust our defense to be able to handle that. I think they've shown so far that they can handle a pretty good offenses. I mean, you look at even what we were able to hold Texas to, if you take away the turnovers, you take away the mistakes on the offensive side of the ball, our defense held Texas's offense. It was a very respectable showing. Same thing with Iowa State. I mean, for goodness sakes, we kept Iowa State to 2 touchdowns. You saw what they did last week. Ohio State. I mean, I think our defense is – I've said it before. I think the three best defenses in the Big 12 are TCU, Texas, and Iowa State. Not necessarily in that order, but I think between us and Texas, I think we're the top two defenses, and Iowa State's right there with us. So I trust our defense, and I'll stand by what I said last week. If we can fix the turnover issues, we protect the ball a little bit better, and fix this dinged-up offensive line, I think we had a good chance to run the rest of the table.
Well, guys, we're going to see a defense. We're going to see a different defense Thursday night. You know, that's one thing about it, man. Buys for us, you know, we needed this buy at the right time. It came at the right time to get healthy. Coach Patterson goes back to the drawing board and sometimes just go back to the basics. And that's just getting after it in practice. So, and I've heard they've been doing that. And so I'm telling you, I think we're going to see a different defensive team. I think we're going to see a different offensive team. But I think we'll go up.
I hope we see an offensive team on Thursday.
Yeah. I think we all do. So I'm definitely going to stay. I'm going into Thursday positive and thinking we're going to see get back to the ball that the Horned Frogs are accustomed to as fans and as, you know, watching those guys on the football field. So it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to Thursday.
Well, that's a good segue into the Tech game. So let's talk about Thursday night in Fort Worth, 6 o'clock start. Ryan, you said, what, the parking lot's open at 3:30 on Thursday?
We sure do, 3:30.
Okay, so 3:30 for those of you who are coming in from work just to – or getting off of work. Unfortunately, I could not, so you guys just enjoy yourselves. But Thursday night against Texas Tech, this should be an interesting game. Let's talk a little bit of that Texas Tech defense and offense, because that's going to be kind of the main focus of this particular game coming in here. It looks like Collins is definitely going to be the starter. Not a lot of information coming out about Robinson. Of course, it's a Gary Patterson team, so we're not expecting a lot of information to come out about Robinson. But what do you all think about Collins getting his first start against Tech, and what do you think the Tech's defense is going to throw at this TCU offense?
I'm excited to just see, you know, see how the team rallies behind Collins and see, you know, I've heard a lot of great things about him. I heard he's, you know, he can throw and you know, maybe, you know, and I think Robinson's okay, but maybe we need that fresh burst. You know, sometimes change is good. You know, I think we'll still see Robinson this year, unless just Colin puts the world on fire and just changes it up. Something, and then you got to go with the hot hand. That's just so I believe in that as well. But I think what I think I'm going to see out of Texas Tech defense is the formula to beating us is turnover. So I think they're going to try to force us to turn over the ball. They're going to throw, knowing that Collins is in, they're going to scheme and try to get him off kilt, you know, just kind of bait him. And so that's what I would do as a defensive coordinator. I would definitely try to ruffle his feathers every chance I got, because I know if you watch film, which they have, we've been losing games because of turnovers. We've said it all along. So that's what I expect for their defense to come out, is try to make us turn over the ball and get after our quarterback.
You think they will force him to try to throw downfield?
I think the first thing they're going to do is try to shut off a run to force us to throw. And then that's how you get turnovers. I mean, I agree. I think they're going to try to make us throw down the field. I think, you know, I'm with Shannon. If I'm them, that's what I try to – that's what I do. I'm trying to make the guy that, you know, until he gets out there and proves he can throw the ball, I'm making him throw the ball as much as I can. So I see them trying to shut down a run game and telling them, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have to beat us with throwing. And, you know.
So you think we're going to see 7-8 in the box and go to man on the receivers?
I can see that a little bit, yeah. I mean, I think they're going to challenge him. I think they're going to challenge him to see if they can – or maybe doing them run blitzes that are so good now that it puts them in good position even if we do throw the ball. But I think if I'm the coach, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make him throw, because, you know, when you think the only little bit of tape we have, he had some good throws, then he had some bad throws. You know, of course, he's nervous and, you know, getting coming game and not getting to really get in the flow and stuff like that. And so.
Well, didn't get much of a chance to warm up in either one of those situations.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, so.
They're going to have to be smart now. They can't, you know, with me saying they're going to come after us, we still have some receivers.
I mean, I agree.
They got to be smart, and they don't have the strongest D secondary. So, you know, they still got to respect us. And if the guy, it may be a quick game where we get the quick slants. Just, you know, obviously we do the whole East and West thing, trying to get a quick squirt, you know, up the sidelines, you know. So I think they'll, you know, Coach Cumbie, they'll try to get the ball out of his hands pretty quick. And when we have to take our shots, they'll take them. So, it's gonna be interesting to see a new game. You see what kind of calls they make. You know, we've seen the playbook, that some of the stuff we're tired of seeing, just because we feel it doesn't work. And so we'll see what happens there. Because I heard there was some, you know, with different quarterbacks, a change in the play. So I'm interested to see how that kicks off at 6 o'clock, and we win the toss and defer, and you know, all those kind of things. And we come on offense and see whether we're going to you know, change it up a little bit. So that there's a, you know, there's something that can go with us or against us as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on after the bye week.
I agree. I'm excited to just see what's going to go on, because I think if the quickest way you get Tech out of their deal is if Collins comes out there and completes a couple passes, completes them downfield. Then all of a sudden, they're not so proud about coming and, you know, all out him and stuff if he can burn him a couple times. And I just want to play. I just want our offense to play like we have more talent than their defense. I've said that in the first year. I'll say it now. We don't need no double reverse, this or that, blah, blah. I don't want a trick play unless I need a trick play. I don't need a third and three, and we've been lining up and doing something, and all of a sudden we're going to get cute on third and three. I want, you know.
Yeah, like the wild frog package.
We got a big CeeLo. We got Anderson. We got some good receivers. Let's just stick with our game plan.
Yeah, but Dubber, what about this offensive line? I mean, they're pretty nicked up at the moment. Do you think that they have the chops to be able to go up against a Tech run blitz all four quarters?
Yes. They're nicked up. They're fine. They're offensive line. Come on now. That's the way I look at it. I mean, come on.
I didn't mean to offend you there, Dubber. I'm just saying. I mean, do you think these guys are going to be able to hold this up? I mean, because that's been a bit of a concern.
Let me just say this. Shannon knows this. After the first game, after the first 3 weeks or 2 weeks, 2 days, but after the first game, everybody's nicked up. Everybody's beat up. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's paid. And the guys that are good are the ones that play through it. Now, I just have to believe that our offensive line coach, and that I really got a lot of respect for, I think he's going to have something to do with these guys being men. We got some depth there. Let somebody else play. But I think our front is better than their front, nicked up or not.
All right.
That's just personal opinion.
You know how it goes. Are you injured or are you hurt? You know?
That's true.
If you walk in, you can go. And if I'm a coach, I'd tell them, hell, those other guys across from you are beat up. They're nicked up too.
Yeah.
What you got?
Hey, you're not talking about an offensive line having to run 30 yards down the field.
Right.
Well, speaking of somebody who does run, Collins can take off and run the football. How much do you think the coaches are going to be in his ear all game long telling him, you do not take off with this ball? Because if he gets injured, who do we have behind him? Mulstein and then who?
Yeah. No. You got to play smart. He's got to play smart.
So that makes him one-dimensional though, right?
Well, not really. You just got to, if you're going to take off, you got to take down, you get positive yards until you feel the pressure crashing down and then you get down. I mean, just what it is. He's got to be smart. He's got to do the baseball slide and you know, it is what it is. And I'm sure they're going to tell him that.
If it's between winning and losing, that's when you go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that, you know, like you said, be smart. You ain't got to be a hero. Just get down, lay down. Slide,
whatever you got to
do. Yeah, but you know, but if the game's on the line or if we're at the end of the second quarter and we got a chance to score a touchdown, we need it. I want to see him go get it.
Head first.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, that's offense and defense. Let's switch to the other side. This Tech offense is pretty explosive. They do put up a lot of points, but the TCU defense has come on pretty much all year round. Like I was saying earlier, I think our defense is easily one of the best in the Big 12. How do you think we stack up against this explosive Tech offense?
I think we're going to be fine. I mean, like you said, I think we match up well. I think Shannon hit it on the head earlier when he talked about how I believe that we're going to get to go back and Gary's fist and get to go back and do some basics this last week, kind of get some guys healthy, kind of, you know, because when you're doing it on the fly, sometimes they're trying to teach you what you're doing wrong, but it's kind of hard, you know, and you're listening, but it's kind of hard to do it when you ain't got a chance to just stop and do it. Mm-hmm. And so this is giving them opportunity, especially the young guys, Gary, to say, hey, all right, this is what I'm talking about. This is that. And I think we're going to see improvement on both sides of the ball. But I think we're going to see even some of the young guys that have played really well. But I think we're just going to cut out even more mistakes.
Well, Dubber makes an interesting point, Shannon. So as somebody who's played in a similar system here, how important was the bye week to the young guys to be able to kind of take a step back, kind of evaluate what you're doing wrong and be able to practice that and get better for the next game?
Well, you know, it's very important. Bye weeks are important because, one, you get people healthy. And if you take, if you have them at the right time, if you're nicked up, then it gives you a chance to get healthy. If you're not nicked up and you just need that, now you're doing really well in your season, now you get a chance to, you know, get some practice in to kind of get ready for the second half of your season. If you take care of your business, they work for you. They're supposed to work for you. Now, we've all seen sometimes when teams have a history of coming out of a bye and they go, I mean, they tank, you know. But you have to understand how Coach Patterson coaches. He's high intent. It's like going back to tour days on practice days during the bye week. So he's going to be high intensity. The guy's not changing, and they're going to get healthy. The ones that need to get healthy, but the ones that can go and the young guys who need to step up, they're getting coached hard right now because they understand, especially at the positions where people are nicked up, and they know they're going to need to step up and help this team in some type of way. They're the ones who are getting a lot of reps right now. They're the ones who are getting all the butt chewings and everything this week. They're the ones because we're trying to get them ready to potentially get ready and play due to injury or whatever the case may be. Even if not, they need to be getting ready because the next man up. I mean, somebody goes down, next man up could be you. And so, therefore, I expect, like I say, I expect defense to come back fired up. I expect the young guys to come back and play. And if someone goes down, I expect the next man will come up and fit right in, and we don't miss a beat. And it's just what it is.
Yep.
If we're going to hit that pyramid, and you know, the pyramid they have with the goals, hey man, we can't go backward. It's time to rock and roll. We've seen all the bad football that we really need to see to hit our goals. I mean, I'm just gonna call it like it is. It's time to see some Horned Frog football, and I think we'll see it Thursday night.
We got to cut out the bad stuff. You know, hey, there's going to be big plays on both sides of the ball. But some flicks we got rid of. So that's just been like a fog every week with us. We got to get rid of them.
No more shovel passes. I would like to see a decrease in the number of wide receiver screens, especially that tunnel screen that they like to throw. That's so dangerous. But, I would love to be able to see that on the opposite side of the ball. But let's go back to defense here real quick. So the Tech offense is, like I said before, it's pretty explosive. One of the keys, obviously, for the Frog defense to have any success against Tech has got to be pressure on the quarterback. And we've seen, at least in the first couple of games, that was something that was lacking, at least in the first half. It got a little bit better as the game went on. Offensive line got worn down. Defensive line was actually able to bring some pressure. But Dubber, what do you think? What do you think about our defensive line stacking up against their offensive line in this game?
I mean, I think the same thing this way. I think we have better talent than them. I think they're good at what they do because they run a good offense. But I agree with you. I mean, in saying that, I think our cornerback's got to be really spot on because I think he'll blitz too some and stuff like that. But I think every week our pass rush has got better and better and better. I mean, I think, you know, we don't all the time get to the quarterback, but we hit him a lot. We play pretty good up front. But I will agree with you. We're gonna have to get pressure, and I think he'll do it multiple ways. But if our offense, I mean, our defense is really running good. Our cornerbacks got to play really good to me. They got to be out there. Whichever one he does, you know, he'll put one out on the island, and somebody's got to man up to be able to let it free up to be able to do what we need to do to, you know, to take care of that.
Yeah, I'd like to see more pressure in the secondary. One of the biggest problems we had with Texas was that we kept playing 5, 6, 7 yards off, and they just kept dinking us right there for 4, 5, 6 yards at a clip, and there was nothing you could do. And at the same time, by being so far off of those receivers, you're not really putting yourself in a position to get those turnovers and generate those turnovers. So, Shannon, what do you think? You think the bye week? You think this is something that Patterson's going to work on in that 4-2-5 to kind of coach up those guys on the island, try to play a little bit more aggressive?
Well, yeah, I do believe that. I want to believe that. With down linemen, you know, you have to bring more pressure from your linebackers. We've seen the move from tie to defensive end. We've seen them back. And so we know we can get him in there. But I mean,
where would you like to see Ty Summers in this game?
I would definitely like to see him at linebacker because he can cover. But also, if we're going to blitz, I mean, listen, we can run all kinds of stunts. I mean, and then with Wallow, I mean, that guy's a safety. Blitz him. He's fast. He can come off the edge, and he's shifty. I mean, he's, you know, guys that shift. It's hard for him to block him. That's, you know, I was 5'10", and that was my bread and butter. I didn't let big guys get on me. I was shifty because, you know, they're tall, and they don't like to bend over. They don't like to – I mean, they'll throw a paw at you, but they don't like to, you know, too many fast guys coming at them shifting this. I think you got to provide more pressure with the linebackers, and that'll keep your all the pressure off your cornerbacks. If we just rely on speed from our D linemen, well, we've been trying that all year and hadn't really worked for us, you know, especially that Texas game. I don't know what happened, but our corner, that's the first game I was like, damn, our corners are getting it today. And so in order for that to not happen again, especially against Texas Tech, who's going to come out throwing that thing all over the place, we've got to get pressure right now.
Yeah, so I think Lewis will definitely be tested in this game.
Yeah, I think we'll get more play from the linebackers as well, a little bit more pressure.
Well, that's the thing. You know, the Texas game, you look at our down line, I mean, sheesh, if the quarterback's getting rid of the ball in about 2.5 seconds, 2 seconds, you ain't going to get there anyway.
Right. I mean, well, especially if you're playing 7 yards off.
Yeah, that was just a hard deal all the way around. I that's what I hope. But Shannon, I think he's right. I think you play a little tighter. That's what I'm saying. You play them corners tighter. You play that one, and it frees up one of them linebackers to be able to do what he wants to, and this little exotic blitz packages and stuff like that. And once you do that, I think that's where we're really good as a defense.
Well, if not, we're going to have to do a lot more stunting up front. Something's got to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. All right, well, let's do score predictions in this game. What do you think the final score is going to be? Ryan, you've been awfully quiet tonight. What do you think? Actually, before then, I have a question for you, because you sent out a text message of somebody with a clear backpack at the Texas OU game. What was that about?
Yes. Well, I mean, if y'all haven't heard yet out there that I was not allowed into the TCU first home game or first game of the season because I had maybe a 6x5 clear backpack. And now I've been on a war path, I guess you could say, since then, because I think it's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of, is that you're not allowed in with a clear, tiny little backpack. But anyway, so at the every game I've gone to since then, I've taken pictures of everybody walking in with these tiny little backpacks, including Texas OU.
Are you compiling that for Donati?
I think it's just my own personal satisfaction. I'm going to give it a try this next week and try to walk in with my backpack. It's very important to me. But so the girl sitting next to me, I asked to take a picture of her because it's so cute. Apparently at OU in their bookstore, they actually sell the little backpacks, the little tiny ones that are clear. And it had, OU Boomer Sumer all over it. And it was darling. And then, of course, I saw multiple. And I'm talking little backpacks, you know, the right measurements, and they're clear. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it just anything's to be logical and make sense. And that one's not logical, nor does it make sense to me. So, yes, I was texting out pictures of clear backpacks.
I was wondering, this is like turning into a vendetta with you. It's just like
I was just like, this is the, because I just, anyway, but, so back to the score.
Score,
I think,
yes, Texas
Tech, TCU.
I think
there's going to be some frustrating moments, like always when they have that long ball. If their quarterback's on and they connect, I think they could put up a lot of points on us. I think if in the very beginning, if we can kind of stuff their quarterback and spook him a little bit, I think they'll try running the ball a little bit more and will be better. But so I think Tech will put on 21. I'm going to go with 21 points, and I'm going to say 31 for the Frogs. We'll see.
All right.
I don't sound very confident, but that's what I'm going with.
You never sound confident when we do score predictions, so it's okay.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just the just the way it is. Shannon, what do you think? Final score.
It's going to be a high scoring game. When I say that, I mean the Frogs are going to score 47 points.
Wow. Good. We love that.
I love that.
Texas Tech 21.
21. Okay, another 21.
I'm loving that. Right. Love it.
I like it. Dubber, what do you think?
Well, Shannon was real close, so now he's making me readjust my freaking number.
Y'all do this every week.
I think he just says that every week.
But I'm going to go 45-24.
There you go.
I like it. I'm going to go a little bit closer game. I'm going to say Frogs 34, Texas Tech 27.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's a little bit closer game.
He's bitter because he's not going to be at the game.
That's so right. 34-27.
No, I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either, because I don't want to be sitting there with students asking me questions, hitting refresh on the game on my laptop.
Yes.
Thinking I should have brought some heart medication with me. So
you just show a movie or something during class?
No. If I'm going to be there, I'm going to give pop quizzes.
It's not the kids' fault that you have to be there. You want to take it out on them.
I'm joking.
Take it out on the kids. Take it out.
No, I had set up this class. They've got a major project that's due at the end of the class, so they just got to drop. They got to turn it in. So it's an open lab for them on Thursday. And I did that specifically because I was planning on being in the game. So, I mean, quite literally, I'm going to be sitting there for 3 hours just answering little questions about why isn't this loading? Why can't I drop this? Why can't I do this? And just sitting there watching the game on my laptop. So,
well, at least you get to watch it. That's good.
At the end of the day, I'll take any of the scores, by the way. I just want to win.
Yeah, I will. I will as well.
Win by one.
Yeah, well.
Hey, listen. I said that, and knowing that we may have a backup quarterback, but I'm not a stick to it. Because if he's going to be the guy we're supposed to be going with, that's supposed to outplay Sean. Well, I'm going to get up to, we need to be scoring 40 and 50 points.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, we do.
I'm going to put the pressure on. I'm sorry, brother, that you're getting a start and you're new or whatever you want to look at, 50 points plus.
And let me tell you, if he does score that many points, you might have a little quarterback controversy.
Yeah. Next week we may be talking about a quarterback controversy if that's the case.
That, it might get a little bit, old Coach Cumby's office trying to figure out what he's going to do. It might get a little interesting.
Yep. Amen. But, I'll take that, too.
Yeah, that's a good problem.
That is a good storyline to take out of this game if that's the case. So, we're all looking forward to it. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Texas Tech TCU at the Carter, Fort Worth. Make sure you show up there early. Remember, downtown traffic is a bear. So, if you are coming to the game, try to leave a little bit early. If you're able to get off of work, unlike me, please make sure you leave early as well. And check out the tailgates before and after the game.
And wear black. It's a blackout.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yes.
There you go. Blackout. So there you go. All right. Well, that'll be a fun one. All right. With that, we've come to the end of the podcast. We have beaten the bye. So we want to thank everybody out there who's been listening to us. We are on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, pretty much everywhere you can find podcasts these days. You can also find Killer Frogs on all the social media networks, on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. You can also go to killerfrogs.com, sign up for a free account, and discuss TCU athletics in the forums with the rest of us knuckleheads. Remember to get your TCU news at frogswire.com. And with that, we've come to the end of the podcast. It's the time we all get to knuckle up and say,
go Frogs!
Go Frogs!
Yay!
Hey, Shannon, I like that. 47 points for the backup quarterback. That is, I love it.
Hey, I keep hearing how much he can throw, spin the ball.
Yeah.
I keep hearing
it. Now or never, right?
If he's going to be the man, be the man.
That's right.
I agree. Got to do it.